Grijalva, GOP's shutting down DHS, I want ICE dismantled. By Ian Hanchett on February 16, 2026. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, Representative Adelita Grijalva Diaz argued that Republicans are the ones shutting down DHS because they refuse to hold ICE accountable and stated that aligning ICE standards with those of other law enforcement agencies is the absolute minimum that should be done. But that's just the start. I have zero confidence that ICE will operate in good faith under this administration, which is why I believe it should be completely overhauled and dismantled. Host Dana Bash asked, here is now a partial government shutdown. The standoff is over federal immigration enforcement. Senate Democrats are demanding reforms to rein in agencies in exchange for a funding package. The borders are, Tom Homan, said the lapse in funding really isn't impacting immigration operations nationwide. Because, as you know, they already got a big chunk of change from a bill that was passed by Republicans last year. What's the end game here? Grijalva answered, really, we just have to be clear. It's Republicans who are shutting down DHS. And, because they refuse to hold ICE accountable. When a law enforcement agency murders two of its citizens, you would think that passing common sense reforms like banning paramilitary face coverings wouldn't be controversial. But they refuse to even take the most basic actions to ensure accountability. Aligning ICE standards with those of other law enforcement agencies is the absolute minimum that should be done. But that's just the start. I have zero confidence that ICE will operate in good faith under this administration, which is why I believe it should be completely overhauled and dismantled. And I think that you were right to point out the Republicans handed ICE $75 billion in their big, ugly bill, and this came at the expense of programs that help working families afford groceries and healthcare. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.